Right now, it is time for us to bring in Mike Kazi, and that means it is time for us to get a check on sports. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
So we were both right yesterday.
Yeah, it seems, excuse me, it seems that way. It was a pretty lopsided game.
Yeah, the kitty litter, the kitty litter express delivered it.
It was dead right yesterday.
All right. Now, so now I went back and played back the tape from last week. And all I can figure is that I only saw two games that I scribbled down and talked about, and one of them was New Orleans over Atlanta.
Okay.
So I picked that. And
so you had New England and New Orleans?
Yeah, and I can't.
Well, New Orleans was Thanksgiving. That wasn't Sunday.
That wasn't Sunday. All right. Well, then that's. And I was just running off at the mouth. So I just got New England and two losses. That's all, I guess. And just give me this one today. So what the heck.
All right. That stinks.
Hey, how about that? Last night, I didn't watch. Literally, I put the game on at one point, and it was a 14-10. Texans were leading, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I literally went to the kitchen and got myself a diet soda and came back, and it was 21-10. That guy had a 97-yard kickoff return.
Yeah, I had the game on, and I was watching fishing videos on YouTube, and I think Tennessee was winning 10-3, and then
yeah.
I looked up, and they were getting shellacked.
And the guy, they had a fourth and goal, all right, and they didn't make it, okay? On the very first play from the three-yard line, this runner goes on a 97-yard scrum, and the game is over at that point. You know, that's it. The game's over. So 34-17 anyway. So, but 97 yards. I know this because I watched the game. Who has the longest run from scrimmage in the NFL?
Oh, it's Tony Dorsett.
99.
I seen the game. I remember it.
99-yard run.
He did it against the Vikings.
Yeah. But this kid now has two 97s. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. In the no-defense NFL?
Yeah.
I guess it's all right.
What the heck, you know? Got to do something here. All right, so now what else do we want to talk about here?
there's not a lot.
No.
In the NHL yesterday, the Devils lost, I think, their fourth game in a row. They got beaten overtime by Florida. Washington beat the Islanders 4-1, and the Rangers won again last night 4-2. The Rangers are playing better lately. So two teams go down, one team stays winning. like I said, I think the Rangers are playing pretty well right now. They're 13-10 after their bad start. They won 6 out of their last 10, so they're playing a little bit better. But a lot of the surprises are the teams that are playing bad right now, being the Penguins and the Flyers, two teams that made the playoffs last year. And you could throw the Devils in that mix, too. They're not playing well at all, and doesn't look like they'll have a chance to make the playoffs this year, even this early in the season.
Now, who was in goal for the Rangers?
The Civ played last night.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, the Rangers must be playing real good when he gets a win. But
yeah.
Here's the problem with the Rangers. They're 10-4 at home, and they're 3-6-2 on the road.
Yeah, that doesn't get you to the Stanley Cup.
No, and that's the same MO with the Devils. They're 7-1-3 at home, 2-9-1 on the road. That's not good.
No, not good at all. And there's another story the Jaguars running back, what is his name, Fournette?
Yeah, he got a game suspension.
For punching a guy. Could you imagine?
Punch everybody on every play.
Why'd
he get picked on?
Could you imagine these officials trying to officiate 10, 15 years ago? 20 years ago?
They wouldn't
ago?
Be able to.
No, the players would run them off the field.
Mm-hmm.
Players would
yep.
run them off the field. I'm not supporting violence and stuff like that, but the game was played a certain way, and that's what made the game popular. All right? The game was played a certain way, and it's
yep.
not played that way anymore.
No, that's why I don't watch it. Why I'm sure a lot of people don't watch it. But we've had this conversation many times already. It's evolved into something different, and you either like it or you don't. And that's pretty much it. And I'm sure that the NFL's lost a lot of fans that liked the old one, gained a lot of fans because they don't know any better, and that's what it is. And that's what it's become, and who knows what it'll be 10 years from now.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I saw this great program on, I think it was network. It's a weird name of a news network, but they do long form interviews. The equipment updates. If you look at the helmets that the guys are playing now,
they look total. I think it at every game.
They are outer. They are. If you were to take the face guards off them, you would think
they look like Star Wars helmets.
Yeah, and the protection they have inside these helmets now is absolutely amazing. It's not perfect, but it's absolutely amazing. And they've had this piece of equipment around for a long time, which they should make everybody wear if they want to bring the game back and have the hits like they used to. And that's remember that big neck collar that went around the back of the necks?
The horse collar.
The horse collar that it prevented your neck from
going backwards.
And players used to wear that. A lot of players used to wear that. You know, there's ways you can add some safety back in the game without taking away a vital part of the game. And the NFL just has not found that balance. They haven't found the balance. They really haven't.
The NFL's catered to fantasy football because fantasy football was the way people became involved with the sport, gave them more interest in the sport, and fantasy football revolves around points being scored. Not points not being scored. So that's what it is. I mean, you could say all you want about how gambling does not affect sports. Well, even though it's just been legalized this year, there's been a lot of gambling going on in sports, and it came about through the fantasy game, and the NFL sucked up to it and did what they had to do to get these people more involved in it, because all it is flag football. And I don't like it. It changed the rules of the game, how you can't touch a quarterback. You can't even breathe on a quarterback, never mind touch it. The pass interference calls are just ridiculous. And the problem with the NFL and all these calls is you could make these calls on any single play.
Yeah.
So when do you make the call? When do you not make the call? And 9 times out of 10, the calls affect the games. That's not supposed to be the way sports is. A good referee, a good umpire is the one that you know that you don't even know is there. And tell me the last time you watched a football game and you never said anything negative about a referee. I don't think that ever happens. So it is what it is. And like I said, you like it or you don't like it. And I don't like it, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there that don't like it.
All right. Well, we got to go.
Hey, there's a big game tomorrow night. I can't wait to see it. 0-7, Monmouth University travels to Lexington to play the University of Kentucky.
Oh, my God.
Talk about the lambs being led to slaughter. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to the Kentucky Seton Hall game in a couple of weeks in Madison Square Garden. I'm making a rare appearance in New York.
You should have fun at that. You should have fun at that.
I hope Seton Hall gets beat by 50.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.